Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Today marks a couple of graduation ceremonies. Today, members of the Sharon community are encouraged to line North Main Street with social distancing required and face masks to celebrate the 8th grade graduates. The graduate vehicle parade is expected to begin at 6:15. A rain date will be Wednesday, but we don't have to worry about that at the same time. You're encouraged to please make signs, scream, yell, wave, and celebrate at this milestone with all the 8th graders as they drive down Main Street in Sharon today. And also today, the Lee H. Kellogg 8th grade students will be graduating. Due to the COVID-19 virus, they cannot extend an invite to the community to attend the graduation ceremony, but they can extend an invite for you to help with a wave parade. Graduation will be held at 6:30 at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Due to the current situation, the graduation will be kept very short. What you can do to help? Well, the graduates will leave Lee H. Kellogg School, pull out of the school, go left down Main Street, bear right at the Falls Village Inn, and then make a left under the bridge and left onto Warren Turnpike. If you're willing and able, you're asked to please join by decorating your car, hanging signs, waving, and cheering on the class of 2020. Please, if you're going to be in the parade, line up by 6:30. Remember to follow COVID-19 recommendations. Votes for school boards and school budgets in New York can be hand-delivered by 5 p.m. Tuesday or received in the mail by June 16th. Governor Cuomo announced on Sunday, saying he will issue an executive order that provides voters and school districts more flexibility as they hold elections for school boards and budgets solely by mail due to the coronavirus pandemic. The move comes as some districts across the state have struggled to get the ballots printed and out to property owners in the mail in a timely manner in advance of elections. The annual fireworks display at Lime Rock Park with the Salisbury Rotary Club has been postponed until October. The Salisbury Rotary Club announced that Independence Day fireworks had been postponed in a press release on Saturday. Given the current guidelines, associated limitations regarding public events of that type, the Rotary Club and Lime Rock officials agreed it's in the best interest for all involved to postpone the event until later in the year. For more than 40 years, the Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual celebration, traditionally held on July 4th weekend. The annual fundraiser allows the Salisbury Rotary Club to support local scholarships as well as local and international service projects. On Saturday, October 10th, the gates are scheduled to open at 4 p.m. Fireworks displayed shortly after dusk around 7 p.m. For updated information, you can check with limerock.com/Rotary Club Fireworks. Hudson Valley polling stations will be open this week for the first time since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic to conduct a handful of primaries, including Democratic presidential primary that the state tried to cancel as unnecessary but was forced by a lawsuit to hold. The voting begins on Saturday, next Saturday, the first of 9 early voting days before the June 23rd election. County election boards soon will start mailing absentee ballots to voters who requested them after being invited to do so if they had bad health or health concerns about voting in person. Now, June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending, and they'll also be voting in some areas on board members, and it's an unprecedented year because all votes will be cast through the mail. The Dover Union Free School District proposed budget is $34,559,412. The Pine Plain Central School District proposed budget is $33,525,450, and the Weebatuck Central School District proposed budget is $23,909,545. Once again, you will be voting on some propositions in some case and school board members on some case. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting coming up at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. Also, the regular selectmen's meeting will be held in Kent at 6:30 in the evening. And in Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 7 p.m. and the Housatonic River Commission meets at 7:30. Once again, those meetings all by remote login. Check with each town. In Dover, New York, the town board has their special meeting at Town Hall on Wednesday from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. The meeting will not be open to the public attendance. Public comments can be emailed to the town board by 11 a.m. on Wednesday at townclerk@doverny.us. The town board meetings are broadcast live and streamed on the date of the meeting on cable TV channel 22 and accessible from the town's website. Coming up on Thursday in Sharon, there will be a sit-in at the clock tower that is scheduled for Thursday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Peaceful protest that will be held at 3:30 at the clock tower in Sharon. Masks are required and safe social distancing will also be in practice. Parking is limited, so you might have to park someplace and walk to get there. This is a protest in honor of Black Lives Matter. So once again, the sit-in at the clock tower in Sharon on Thursday at 3:30. It's a peaceful protest that will be held at the clock tower in Sharon. The sit-down, you have masks that will be required and safe distancing protocols will be enforced, and make sure you park in a safe manner. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,110.98, the NASDAQ at 98,14.08, and the S&P 500 at 31,93.93. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.